So, Berto, are you into any kinky sexual stuff? Are you into any kinks?
Of course.
Yeah? Like what kind of stuff?
Well, let's see. First of all, I used to have a doctor fetish, like a female doctor fetish.
Okay.
You know, that one passed, but I used to be like, all right, I'm going to imagine I'm going to the doctor for a checkup.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have to take off all your clothes. And, and I don't know if you remember this, like years ago, maybe 15 years ago, the protocols were different. Like, I remember going and it's like, okay, take off all your clothes and put on this little flimsy thingy.
Yeah.
And it was like it barely covers anything at all. And it's like, but nowadays they've gotten a lot more conservative with their, but anyway, so I used to have that fetish. And, I guess the other thing that I'd say, I don't know that these are weird, just, you know, they are what they are. I certainly like, thinking of massages. Like you're getting a massage or a spa treatment and something happens.
Okay.
Yeah.
If I remember right, you also had a fetish related to this, which was essentially you being naked and the woman being...
Oh, yeah, CFNM, clothed female, naked male.
Right.
Yeah, it's like this position of vulnerability where you're in the swimming class and you forgot your trunks, but you know what? You have to swim. Sorry, them's the rules.
Right.
You're like, oh, but I'm the only one naked here.
Well, did you know that you might have a mental disorder?
Uh-oh.
According to the DSM-5, which is the psychiatric Bible, you just might qualify for a disorder.
Oh, boy.
And there's a raging debate about why some of these, what I would call normal sexual behaviors and impulses, are considered pathological by the DSM-5.
Uh-huh.
And the conservatives, shall we label them, are winning because they managed to include many normal behaviors in the DSM-5, which is just published in 2013.
That is fascinating. That seems like a regression from the trend.
Totally. Well, that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about what they call paraphilic disorders or sexual oddity disorders, what the research says, what percentage of people have preferences that would be considered a disorder, what the DSM-5 says, what my opinion is, and how our society shapes the way we see these disorders. What do you say?
Let's do it.
Welcome to the Psychology in Seattle podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Kirk Honda. I'm a professor and a therapist.
My name is Humberto Castañeda, and I sell Lay's downtown.
This episode is just for patrons of the podcast, so if you're listening to this and you're not a patron of the podcast, this episode will end before the content begins. If you want to hear the full episode, which will probably be an hour long-ish, you have to become a patron of the podcast by going to patreon.com. That's patreon.com. Become a patron. Patrons get access to all premium episodes on their phones or on the Patreon page or on YouTube, and know that a portion of your monthly pledge goes towards various charities that we support. If we meet our next Patreon goal, we will start donating to PetFinder.com, which is an international organization that saves pets from being euthanized and gets those pets to loving homes. In fact, my two cats I found on PetFinder, they were rescued from the streets of Beirut, Lebanon, if you can believe it, and a nice woman who was volunteering with PetFinder actually flew them, my two cats, personally on a plane back to the United States, and then I adopted them.
Wow.
So, if you're not a patron, then the episode will end now.